Welcome to the Money Finder audio blog. I wanted to talk to you today about a piece that came out in CBC's online news on April 30th, and it's called Canadians Not Following Through on Debt Paydown Resolutions. You can look at the link below, the link that you click to hear this recording, to read the full article. Basically, what happened is they had PricewaterhouseCoopers do a survey, and they actually found that about 63% of people intended to cut debt levels last year, but fewer than a quarter of those said they were making effort to reduce debt. So basically what's happening is lots of people say it's important, but a lot of people having difficulty taking action. And of course, the advice a lot of times is to cut discretionary spending. Here's the deal. As an advisor and as a human being and as a grown-up who works in the real world with money, whether you're a professional or not, frankly, it is much easier to say cut discretionary spending than to figure out how to go about actually doing it. And the big part of this problem is we think we can just say, you guys are borrowing too much, this is unsustainable, everybody don't spend so much. But that is not advice. That is a cliche. And it's very easy to say but very difficult to do. What we could do as advisors, if we have cash flow planning in our tool belt, what we would be able to do is show our clients, based on your income, your proximity to retirement, and how much debt you have and how many assets you've accumulated, we can actually show you what your means is. We can show you how much money you actually have to spend on the things that you can control. And that way, the client is still able to make their own priorities clear with their spending. Whereas a lot of times we're trying to say, cut the Starbucks, don't go to Tim Hortons, don't eat out, don't buy new clothes you don't need, don't do this, don't do that. And we end up with this parent-child relationship with our clients. And the media has done that quite a bit too, and I love you, media. I really do. But that is what's coming through, is you should know better, shake your finger, how can you do this? So what I want to say to you advisors that are listening to me is that we need to find a better way. We can find a better way. We can help our clients manage spending, but it isn't going to start with what they can't have. It has to start with what they can have. We can create cash flow plans that shape our clients' ability to spend money on things only that matter to them and not to allow them to unconsciously spend on things that don't matter. I want you to think about that. Think about how it would affect you. We're human beings too. We all have limited income as advisors, regardless of how well you're doing. There's a limit there somewhere. So think about how empowering it be to your clients. Instead of telling them what they can't have, helping them see what they can have. Thanks for listening to the Money Finder audio blog. Have a great day.